You're listening to the MPIR Movie Club. Movies for your ears.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberrywithnoes.com.
Hello, MPIR fans. This is Clyde J. Kale with a brief reminder. These shows are made possible through your donations. MPIR is listener-supported. If you haven't sent a donation in yet, please visit www.mpir-otr.com. That's www.mpir-otr.com. Please, a one-time donation of any amount via PayPal would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for listening to Mr. Play Internet Radio.
Once upon a time, in a quiet little town, some very respectable people got into the trouble with Harry. John Forsythe, Edmund Gwenn, Mildred Natwick, Shirley MacLaine in her screen debut, and Jerry Mathers are all involved. It's a most unfortunate situation, because the trouble with Harry is, well, he's dead.
What did I tell you, Mommy?
Touch it, Arnie.
There he is.
Harry, thank Providence, the last of Harry.
He's dead.
Yes. Doesn't live around here.
And he died around here. That's what counts now.
Embarrassing.
An accident, pure and simple. I thought he was a rabbit or a pheasant or something.
I hit him over the head with a milk bottle and knocked him silly. What do you call him?
Dead. It ain't mine.
After all, I killed him.
You see, we don't know quite what to do with Harry. Thought you might have some suggestions.
You can stuff him for all I care. Stuff him and put him in a glass case. Only I'd suggest frosted glass. I only brought up your name once when we were talking about strange people.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Hey, what's he doing in our bathtub?
It's a delightful little romantic comedy that just happens to revolve around a corpse. Alfred Hitchcock presents The Trouble with Harry. You'll want to get into it.
Your shooting for the day. If we hadn't rung up at least two rabbits, we deserve to go home empty-handed. Yeah, still, Blessed do they expect nothing, for they shall not be disappointed.
Fewer things in life give a man more pleasure than hunting. It satisfies his primitive nature, striding through the woods, picking up his kill. Well, come on, old faithful. There's plump rabbits waiting for the frying pan.
This can had four legs and a tail. We'll be eating it tonight. Clean through the heart.
I've done it. A harmless pot shot at a rabbit, and I'm a murderer, a killer. Mother always said I'd come to a bad end.
What in Hades were you doing
here anyway?
I can't say that I've seen you around here before. No. If you're going to get yourself shot, do it where you're known.
Harry Warp, 87 Maple Avenue, Boston, Massachusetts. Well, Warp, you're a long way from home.
By the looks of it, you won't get back for Christmas. No.
We'll have a cold, hard winter. You might keep here a long time, an awful long time. Too long for me, Harry. Yes. Yes, ma'am?
What seems to be the trouble, Captain?
Well, it's what you might call an unavoidable accident. He's dead.
Yes. I would say that he was. Of course, that's an unprofessional opinion.
Yeah. Did you know him, Miss Craven?
No. Doesn't live around here.
Well, he died around here. That's what counts now.
Embarrassing. What do you plan to do with him, Captain?
It's crazy. Without cutting the hem of truth's garment, I'm going to hide him. Cover him up. Forget him.
Are you never going to inform the police, Captain?
No. Forget you saw me, Miss Gravely. Chase it out of your mind, for heaven's sake. It was an accident. He was poking around the clearing, and I thought he was a rabbit or something. It was a human error. Oh, now, please, don't. Don't say anything to anybody, Miss Gravely.
Do as you think best, Captain. I'm sure you must have met many similar situations in your travels in foreign lands.
Yeah, I've seen much worse things.
I certainly won't say anything.
Much worse things. I remember when I was on the Orinoco, we had a Turk, a great big Turk there, running amok with a machete.
Captain, if I were going to hide an accident, I shouldn't delay.
You're right as rain, Miss Gravely. Yes, you know something? I'm glad I met you today. I feel better for telling somebody as warm, tender, understanding as yourself.
On the contrary, Captain, I'm certainly glad if I helped you, Captain. Perhaps you would care to come over for some blueberry muffins and coffee later on. High bush blueberries?
Well, it's certainly something of an interesting surprise.
And perhaps a touch of elderberry wine.
Oh.
After all, we've been neighbors for nearly 3 years now. We've never exchanged social calls.
You're right. It's high time I paid a call. What time?
Oh, say, early this afternoon.
Are they there, with a clean shirt and a hungry face?
Do that.
Better be going along now. Don't want to be an accessory after the fact.
You are a considerate man, Captain Wilde. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There, Mommy!
Touch it, Arnie.
There he is.
No, it can't be. Harry. Harry, thank Providence, the last of Harry.
Who's Providence, Mommy?
A very good friend. Don't you know who it is?
He said Harry.
Can't you remember, Arnie?
Why don't he get up and do something?
He's asleep. He's in a deep sleep. A deep, wonderful sleep.
How'd he hurt his head?
Putting it where it wasn't wanted would be my guess.
Or get better?
Not if we're lucky. Let's run home and I'll make you some lemonade.
Lemonade put me in a wonderful deep, deep sleep, Mommy.
No, Arnie, but it's better than no lemonade.
I don't understand that.
Never mind. Now you just forget you ever saw this man.
Is there a special way to forget?
Just think of something else.
I think I'll try not to see him tomorrow, Mommy.
That's a good boy, Arnie. Now let's run home and get that lemonade.
She won't care what I do with him. Couldn't have had more people here if I'd sold tickets. What's the big attraction, I wonder? Could turn out to be the luckiest day of my life. Might as well sit here till the rest of the world comes by to pay their last respects. Sooner or later, one of them has to turn out to be the deputy sheriff.
going home, lagging the train to Tuscaloosa, never no more, no more to roam. Gotta get back to Tuscaloosa, gotta see the gal who's on my mind. Gotta get back to Tuscaloosa, back to the gal I left behind. Got no baggage, just got my fare, but all I need, yes indeed, is waiting for me there. Lagging the train to Tuscaloosa, oh how I love that choo-choo sound. Lagging the train to Tuscaloosa, lagging the train that's homeward bound. La da da dee da 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 dee da dee da 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 dee da da. La da da dee da dee da dee da 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 dee da. Gotta get back to Tuscaloosa, got a sweet gal who's on my mind. Gotta get back to Tuscaloosa, back to the gal I left behind. Got no baggage, just got my fare, but all I need, yes indeed, is waiting for me there.
Hello, Mr. Marlowe.
Wiggy, Wiggy, you haven't sold a painting. All my pictures in the same place.
So few cars, they don't seem to... Guess the cider takes their attention.
Cider? Cider indeed. Throw it away. Drink it.
No, I hate cider.
Not a picture sold.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Marlowe. Let's get a look at your new one. Hold it up.
What good would it do to show it to you? You don't deserve to see it. How am I going to eat?
Mr. Wiggs always used to thump his stomach when he got mad. He busted something inside once.
Do you think we do any better on Fifth Avenue?
If there's more people there.
Oh, lots of people. Hundreds and thousands and billions of people.
Well, might be better then.
But what sort of people, Wiggy? What breed? I'll tell you. They're little people. Little people with hats on. How are your cigarettes? I'll buy the other half tomorrow. What does your son do with all those old cars he always works on?
He sells them. Mechanical antiques don't make much, but he needs the money.
Hmm. Does he get paid for being deputy sheriff?
Piecework. Gets paid by the arrest, I think. Oh, Mr. Marlowe, it's wonderful.
I've been in a tortured mood lately.
What is it?
Good old Wiggy, my sternest critic.
If I don't understand your work, I think it's beautiful. So does Mrs. Rogers.
Oh, you talk about me?
Well, I...
She's the pretty woman with a little boy, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. I only brought up your name once when we were talking about strange people.
Huh?
That is strangers.
Oh.
People she hadn't met yet.
And what does the pretty little thing say about me?
Nothing.
I think we'd better discuss business. Yeah. My shopping list.
I'll go in and start putting it up.
Say, Wiggy, how do you spell Tuscaloosa?
Sam?
Hi, Colin.
You hear any shooting a while back?
No.
Well, I did. And there shouldn't be any shooting around here.
Why?
It's posted land, that's why.
Why's that?
Because I posted it.
What do you got against people doing a little shooting now and then? Let off a little steam.
Bullets and guns are dangerous. They kill things.
No one around here could hit a freight car with a cannon.
I guess you're right, Sam. All the same, the law is the law. And I got a good mind to scout around and find out who's doing the shooting. Level a little fine.
You pick up a little piecework? Well, if I can do anything to make it any harder for you, let me know.
Hello,
How'd you want your bacon, Mr. Marlowe?
What were you saying?
I asked how you want your bacon.
Sliced.
Where's Calvin?
Off somewhere that important.
What a wonderful day.
So was yesterday, but you didn't say anything to me about it.
What'd you want Calvin for?
These marvelous pictures. Someone told me they were yours. Why don't you sell them, make a lot of money?
Never thought of that. Guess I'll just have to think about it.
And that song, you sing it so beautifully. You wrote it yourself, of course.
What do you want to borrow?
Yeah, I just think people need encouragement sometimes, don't you, Mr. Marlowe?
How do you know my name?
Well, it's on the pictures, isn't it?
Not supposed to be readable.
Oh, you can tell it's not supposed to be. They're very professional. Don't you think, Mrs. Wiggs?
Well, Miss Gravely, all I know is nobody buys them.
Thank you for your encouragement, Miss Gravely.
Well, now, I wonder how you know my name.
Easy, Wiggy just said it.
Wiggy, what a perfectly ridiculous little nickname. You mind if I call you Wiggy, Mrs. Wiggs?
I have to pay you all your bills on time. All right, Mr. Marlowe. Bacon, beans, cabbage, sugar, salt, tea, oleo, margarine. $1.95.
Don't forget half a package of cigarettes.
Oh, yes, 10 cents, 2.5.
That much. I don't seem to be able to find them.
I know, Mr. Marlowe, as soon as we sell some of your paintings.
Just a minute, Mr. Marlowe.
Well, let me make my position clear.
What do you think?
I think it'll hold coffee.
Would you try it, Mr. Marlowe? Put your finger through the handle, please. Oh, what about the size? What about the handle?
Hmm?
I mean, does it fit? Is it the right finger size?
It's my finger size.
I'll take it. 15 cents.
And the saucer?
10. That seems a fair price.
What's the finger size got to do with it?
I wanted to be certain it would fit a man, a certain size man.
A man?
A certain... Somebody is coming over to my cottage this afternoon.
Not really.
For coffee and blueberry muffins.
Why, you old social butterfly, you.
Oh. Whoop.
Well, it was figuratively speaking, Miss Gravely.
Think we've got a nearsighted cider customer.
How old do you think I am, young man?
50. How old do you think you are?
42. I can show you my birth certificate.
I'm afraid you're going to have to show more than your birth certificate to convince a man of that.
What do you mean?
I mean you have to show your character, the inner self, the hidden qualities. The true Miss Gravely, sensitive, young and feeling, timeless with love and understanding. I can do it. At least I think I can do it.
Do what?
Well, I think I'll just go out and see what that gentleman...
In a time like this, where are your scissors?
Outside.
We're going to cut her hair.
Yeah.
Cut it short. Bring it up to date. Make a nice, romantic styling. Take 10 years off your birth certificate. How are you fixed for ribbon?
Should be some around somewhere.
Powder, rouge, lipstick?
I think so.
Nothing cheap, shoddy, or obvious. Just youth, gentility, character. I'll go out and get the scissors. You find the other things. Here they are.
Excuse me, young man. Oh, well. All right, Ernest, let's go.
Well, always grow back, I guess. Mr. Calvin. Is he alone? Yep. Guess he didn't sell his car.
Getting out of my picture? Your body, little man?
Oh, don't turn me in. It was an accident. An accident, pure and simple. I thought he was a rabbit or a pheasant or something. It could have happened to you.
Suppose we straighten this whole thing out.
Well, I guess that's the only way out. First thing I seen when I rode out this morning was a double-breasted robin, drunk as a hoot owl, from eating fermented choke cherries. Right away, I knew somebody was in trouble. What I didn't know was that it was me. Well, the larder was empty, and I got to thinking about a toothful of fried rice.
Stands to reason they can't touch you for it.
Nothing these days stands to reason.
It was accidental. An act of God, perhaps. In a way, you should be grateful that you were able to do your share in accomplishing the destiny of a fellow being. Suppose, for instance, it was written in the book of heaven that this man was to die at this particular time and at this particular place. And suppose for a moment that the actual accomplishing of his departure had been bungled. Something gone wrong. Perhaps it was meant to be a thunderbolt, and there was no thunder available, say. Well, then you come along, and you shoot him. And heaven's will is done, and destiny fulfilled. Your conscience is quite clear. You got nothing to worry about.
Sammy, I haven't got a conscience. And it's not heaven that's worrying me, because I don't expect I'll ever have to face it. And it's none of those noble things you were talking about, no. Nothing like that.
What is it?
It's me. It's me that's worrying me. Me and my future life. Well, I know the police and their suspicious ways. You're guilty until you're proved innocent. I want nothing more to do with him. Bury him, I say, and have done with him. He's no good to anyone now. Lay him to rest. Put him under the sod. Forget him. I never did it, and you never saw him.
Yes, what about all those other people who saw him? How about the woman and the little boy? Miss Gravely and the tramp and the man who was reading the book, Dr. Greenball. How about all of them?
Well, nobody was interested, I tell you. Nobody ever cared until you came along.
Ah, that's what you think. Suppose someone starts to care after you've buried him.
I can't wait for people to start caring whenever they feel like it. I don't want a little accident to turn into a career.
Suppose that woman will call him Harry. Suppose she decides she loves him after all.
She was downright hysterical with delight.
Hmm? What was she like?
Pretty as a rainbow. Wish I was 2 years younger.
And with a little boy?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years of age.
Yeah. That'd be Mrs. Rogers and her son.
Sammy, what do you say we slip him underground now that you've finished drawing him, eh? We could discuss the smaller details later.
Don't like it. The authorities like to know when people die.
All right, Sammy. Forget it. You cut off home. I killed him and I'll look after his remains.
What do you do, drag him around the countryside the rest of the day?
Oh, I'll do my best. That's all a man can do.
You're not careful, you will get a murder charge lined up. Matter of fact, I begin to suspect something myself.
Well, there you are, then. See? If you, an artist, suspect the worst, what are they, the police, going to think?
About that envelope with his name and address on it. By rights, you should mail him back home.
Sammy, have you forgotten who carries the mail down to the station every night? Calvin Wiggs, deputy sheriff.
Yes, you're right. Tell you what we'll do. Tell you what. We'll find out how well Mrs. Rogers knows this man and whether she intends to notify the police of his death.
What good will that do?
Well, a lot of good. If she's just a distant friend of his and doesn't intend to notify the authorities. And I personally will help you bury Harry.
Oh, Sammy, you've signed on for the cruise. Oh, what time is it?
About noon.
Good heavens. I've got to go home and spruce up. I've got a date with Miss Gravely.
Not you. You're not the one.
Oh, Sam. She could do a lot worse, you know.
Couldn't do any better. Just think. You'd be establishing a precedent.
I'm not establishing nothing. I'm going over for some blueberry muffins and coffee by her own invitation. And possibly some elderberry wine.
Do you realize that you'll be the first man to, cross her threshold?
Oh, well, it's not too late, you know. She's a well-preserved woman.
I envy you.
Yes, very well-preserved. And preserves have to be opened someday. Hmm? Yeah. Now, you just shut down and see what Mrs. Rogers has to say.
How about hiding Harry first?
Holy smoke! Forgetting a little detail like that? Could hang on.
Stumbling on melons as I pass, and smell the flowers of our
grass. I hope I never have to be operated on by Dr. Green, Mel.
Come on, let's get going.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You're the most wonderful, beautiful thing I've ever seen. I'd like to paint you.
Was there something else you wanted, Mr. Marlowe, isn't it?
You certainly are a lovely woman. Like to paint you nude.
Some other time, Mr. Marlowe. I was about to make Arnie some lemonade.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Perhaps I've come at an awkward moment.
You want to undress me? You have.
Well, it wasn't exactly that. I came here to talk to you about something, but after I saw you, it slipped my mind.
Couldn't have been very important, then.
Yes, you're right.
Why don't you sit down on the porch? I'll get you a lemonade, and maybe you'll think of it.
You're not only beautiful, you're considerate, too.
Arnie! Hello, Mr. Marlowe!
Hi. What do you got, a rabbit?
Yes. What have you got?
Oh, I got me a little frog. Yep. There he is.
It's hungry. It needs a mother. Oh, please, Doc.
Your mother for mine?
Rabbit for the frog.
It's yours, Arnie.
I think you got the best deal. Dead rabbits don't eat.
Well, I'll just take it to the kitchen and give him some lemonade.
Poor rabbit eating. He got killed. He should have carried a four-leaf clover, too.
And a horseshoe.
Say, how do rabbits get to be born?
Same way elephants do.
Oh, sure. How come you never came over to visit me before?
Didn't know you had such a pretty mother, Arnie.
You think she's pretty? You should see my slingshot.
Perhaps I'll come back tomorrow.
When's that?
Day after today.
That's yesterday. Today's tomorrow.
It was.
When was tomorrow yesterday, Mr. Marlowe?
Today.
Oh, sure. Yesterday.
You'll never make sense out of Arnie. He's got his own timing. Lemonade, Arnie?
Yeah, I'd swipe two glasses.
I would have given you two glasses.
It's more fun swipe. Can I borrow your rabbit, Mr. Marlowe?
Sure, Arnie. What are you going to do with it?
You never know when a dead rabbit might come in handy. It only got me one frog.
Arnie, where are you going now?
Make some more trees.
Arnie, come on, time for supper.
Okay.
What's your given name? If you don't want to tell me, just make one up.
Jennifer. Jennifer Rogers.
Nice. Who's the man up on the path?
What man?
You know, Harry. The dead man.
Oh, him. That's my husband.
Your husband's dead, then.
Is your lemonade sweet enough?
It seems to be.
I like it tart.
Harry is Arnie's father, then.
No, Arnie's father's dead.
So is Harry.
Thank goodness. He was too good to live.
For Miss Lux, he didn't appear to me to be the kind who was too good.
Well, he was. Horribly good.
I like your mouth, too. Especially when you say, good.
We have some more lemonade.
Oh, maybe later, thanks. Where'd Arnie get the rabbit?
He found it. I think Captain Wilde shot it.
I'd like to hear more of your life story, if you don't mind. You see, we don't know quite what to do with Harry. Thought you might have some suggestions.
You can stuff him, for all I care. Stuff him and put him in a glass case. Only I'd suggest frosted glass.
What did he do to you? Besides marry you?
Look, I've wanted to explain about Harry a lot of times. Nobody would understand. Least of all, Harry. But you. You've got an artistic mind. You can see the finer things.
When I'm lucky. Go on. Tell me everything. Let it all out.
It was a long time ago, and I was in love. I was too much in love.
What was his name?
Robert.
We'd agreed to overlook each other's families and everything and get married.
Did you?
Oh, yes. And then Robert got killed.
Oh?
I was heartbroken. For 6 weeks. Then I discovered little Arnie was on the way.
Must have been a shock.
Well, that's where Harry came in. Harry the handsome hero. Harry the saint. Harry the good.
I didn't catch his last name.
Harry Warp. Robert's brother, his older brother.
And he fell in love with you?
If he'd fallen in love with me, I wouldn't have minded. He wanted to marry me because he was Robert's brother and felt noble.
But you thought he was in love with you.
And I decided to let him love me because of Arnie. It was on my second wedding night that I learned the truth.
You didn't learn on your first.
This was a terrible truth. The truth about Harry.
Just what happened?
How old are you, Mr. Marlowe?
About 30.
Now, this is what happened. I was in the hotel room alone. I put on my best nightie. You understand?
Perfectly.
Although I had no true feeling for Harry, I had worked myself into a certain enthusiasm because I thought he loved me.
Must have been hard work.
There was a full moon, and I sat by the window because I thought it would show off my new nightie to advantage.
Naturally.
I don't know why I'm telling you all this. You a perfect stranger, too. I'm not boring you, am I?
No, no, not at all.
How about some more lemonade?
Soon.
Where was I?
Well, you were sitting by the window because it was a full moon, and you'd worked yourself up to a certain enthusiasm.
I said all that?
When does Harry come in?
He doesn't. He never came in. He called the following morning.
The following morning?
In the hotel lobby the night before, he had bought a magazine. His horoscope was in it.
Bad?
It said he was a Taurus. It said, don't start any new project that day. It could never be finished.
And what did you do?
I left him on the spot and went home to Mother's. The end.
What a poignant story.
I knew you'd understand. Nobody else does.
Not even Mother?
Well, she thought I should live with him, but I wouldn't. He pestered me to go back, but I always refused. Well, suppose some night I wanted him to do something. Like the dishes, for example. His horoscope just wouldn't let him.
You're absolutely right.
There's some things I just don't like to do by myself.
And no one with any true understanding would blame you for it.
Soon as Arnie was born, I moved away to where I thought Harry could never find me. I changed my name and...
But he was persistent?
This morning there was a knock on the door. Before I opened it, I knew he was standing on the other side.
What did he want?
Me. He wanted me because I was his wife. He wanted me because, as he put it, he suddenly felt some basic urge. Loneliness.
What do you feel?
I felt sick. Did you see his mustache and his wavy hair?
Yeah, when I saw him, he was dead.
He looked exactly the same when he was alive, except he was vertical.
So he entered. What'd you say?
Nothing. I hit him over the head with the milk bottle. Nothing silly.
Silly?
That. Taffy. He went staggering up towards the woods, saying he was going to find his wife and drag her home if it killed him.
Apparently it did.
Well, have some more lemonade.
Captain Wiles for the surprise.
But you invited me, Miss Gravely. At least, that's why I remember it.
Of course I did, Captain, but somehow, it's still a surprise.
Oh, yeah. You certainly know how to make a man feel wanted.
Won't you come in, Captain?
Thank you, Ivan. I look forward to it. Real cook to make a good blueberry muffin, to keep the blueberries from sitting on the bottom.
High bush blueberries. Mm. That's the secret. I picked them up near where you shot that unfortunate man.
A real handsome man's cup.
Mm-hmm. It's been in the family for years. My father always used it until he died.
I trust he died peacefully, slipped away in the night.
He was caught in a threshing machine. I hope I haven't distressed you, Captain.
Oh, no, not at all, Miss Graver. Not at all. I'm used to looking on the rough side of things. I'm a man who's faced death many times.
Rather recently, too.
Yeah.
What are you carrying there?
A rabbit.
A rabbit?
What do you call it?
Dead. It ain't mine.
Well, whose is it?
Yours. You shot it with your gun.
You must have killed it today. It should make a nice stew for you.
A rabbit. I finally killed a rabbit. Where did you find it?
In the blueberry muffins.
What?
Out in the woods.
Oh. Here you are, one muffin for one rabbit, fair enough.
That was a two-muffin rabbit. I gotta go now.
Oh. It's, certainly a nice afternoon, Miss Gravely.
Isn't it?
Hmm. Yes, and you're a nice woman.
And I think you're awfully nice, Captain Wilde. Let's get back to our little problem. Harry, what's going to become of him?
Oh, no, but don't you worry about Harry. He'll be comfortably underground before nightfall.
All that digging and work. Couldn't you just let him slide off the end of your boat pier into the pond?
And have him pop up like a cork? No, sir. Nobody ever popped up from under 4 feet of ground. No. Besides, they'll be cutting ice there this winter. Now, wouldn't it be a nice thing if they were cutting blocks of ice and...
Never mind, Captain. You're right. Yes, underground is the best place for Harry.
Comfortable, Sam. Very comfortable and snug.
We'd better find a place and get it dug, and the sooner the better.
If what you're telling me about Mrs. Rogers and her husband is right, I agree with you, Sammy.
Well, let's find a place. He was making hard work out of it. Mm-hmm. Only the place where the earth is soft.
Yeah, and the place where the whole town wants to stumble over us as we work.
Mm. A place with a certain character and attractiveness.
Facing west, so that Harry can watch the setting sun.
Where it'll be cozy in winter.
And cool in the summer. You know, I'm half envying Harry.
It wouldn't take much longer to dig it twice as wide.
Well, thanks for your kindness, but some other time.
This looks like a good place.
Ah, you're a lucky fellow, Harry Warp.
Come on, Captain, off with your coat.
Oh, me?
It's only you. It's your body, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not much of a hand in gravely.
You should have thought that before you went hunting this morning.
been weeks. What do we do now?
Think up the best story he's ever heard.
Lay down your shovel, Sam.
What's trouble?
I'm dead beat.
Good. I was dead beat 10 minutes ago. I wanted to keep digging until you gave up.
Oh, gives me the creeps.
What? Well, let's get Harry and pop him in.
With hasty reverence.
Like to say a few words, Captain?
That I would. Have you walked? Don't ever show your face around here again. Let's finish this job and get out of here.
Captain, I think Calvin Wiggs is looking for something. You suppose he knows that Harry walked him up here?
Sammy, that's as horrible a thought as you've ever had.
Then he wonders what happened to Harry or where he is?
So my only answer is to keep on scraping and fast.
You know, if you must kill things from now on, I wish you'd stick to rabbits. The body's smaller.
Rabbits? I didn't kill you, did I, Sammy? I shot a rabbit today.
Don't shout. I know you did. I was up at Jennifer Rogers when Arnie showed me the rabbit.
Jennifer, eh? Didn't waste much time, did you? Well, I don't blame you, Sammy. A very nice widow she'll make. Very nice.
Let's discuss her when we finish with Harry, eh?
Well, no need to get happy. I don't want to talk about your affairs. I've got affairs of my own.
You mean my protege?
Come again?
Miss Gravely. Lady that I renovated down at Mrs. Wiggs this afternoon. The most remarkable reversion to femininity.
I don't quite get you, Sammy boy.
Well, she came into the emporium in rather high excitement. Wanted a new cup and saucer. Lots of other things. I gave her a new makeup and hairdo. Don't tell me you didn't notice.
Oh, she's a very nice lady, Sam. Very nice.
We're all nice. I don't see how anyone can help but like us.
Oh. That's just how I feel today. I don't know whether I've grown rose-colored glasses or if I...
Or, if you're in love.
There's nothing like finding yourself in love. No, it adds zest to your work. Zest. Zest.
Well, I think I've had enough zest for a while. Let's sit down and rest, eh?
Well, why not? We've earned it. Tell me, Sam. What did Jennifer think of my shooting?
You mean Mrs. Rogers?
Oh, I think by now I'm entitled to be on a first-name basis with her. After all, I brought her a happy release with one bullet.
One bullet?
Hmm.
About that no-shooting sign that I found.
Oh, that one bullet for the no-shooting sign, one for the beer can, and one for Harry.
How about the rabbit?
And one for the rat.
What's the matter? Hey, what's wrong? What's bitten you?
I only fired three bullets. Three. One for the shooting sign, one for the beer can, and...
One for the little man who's lying in the grave.
No, Sammy, no, that's just it. One for the rabbit. If I shot the rabbit, I didn't shoot Harry.
Oh, Sammy boy, what have you tried to make me do? Try to make a murderer out of me.
But don't sit there. Help me. You help bury him.
Even if you didn't kill him, why go digging him up now that he's so beautifully planted? I promised Jennifer that we'd bury him. Keep my word, we should stay buried. Besides, whether you killed him or not, you've incriminated yourself. You have much more of a job explaining away a body that you didn't kill and buried than a body that you killed accidentally and buried. Right, Captain? You're not supposed to bury bodies whenever you find them. It makes people suspicious. You're supposed to tell the police or advertise or something.
Oh, Sammy, you don't understand. You don't comprehend one little bit. You wouldn't like me to go through my life not knowing if I've killed him or not, would you?
Very inconsistent. First, you tell me you've got no conscience.
Now you talk about something that sounds remarkably like a conscience.
Sammy, come on, help me. I don't care if I killed him or not, for all that matters. But I'll get the shakes whenever I see a policeman, and it's no good saying I won't.
All right. If I had my choice, I'd rather be thought a murderer than proved one.
Thank you, Sammy. With two of us digging, we'll have Harry up out of here in nothing flat.
Can't see much from here.
I'd better get in down there.
Let me do the honors, Captain.
Well, all right, Sammy, you've got good eyes.
Hey, that isn't a bullet wound.
Isn't a bullet wound?
Huh.
Well, what do you know?
That's what they call a blow with a blunt instrument.
Huh? What do you think, Sammy?
I think, Captain Wilds, we're tangled up in a murder.
If it's murder, who done it?
Who did it?
That's what I say, who done it? Apart from Jennifer Rogers, who else would want to kill him?
Apart from Jennifer?
Yeah, do you think that she would...
Oh, that's ridiculous. You said she was surprised to see the body when she came up here.
Well, you said she hit him on the head. Coming home from Madagascar once, we had a fireman on board who hit his head on a brick wall and died 2 days later.
How could he find a brick wall on board a ship?
Oh, that's what we always wondered.
Couldn't have been Jennifer. No. Besides, what's the matter who did it? It'll be better for all of us if he's buried and out of the way.
Nothing doing, Sammy. I'm not burying someone else's bad habits.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it was Mrs. Gravely.
Huh? Oh.
Oh, it's not as funny as all that. You said yourself she wasn't particularly startled to see you dragging Harry up the path.
You artists have got no idea of etiquette. Miss Gravely is a lady of gentle habits and upbringing, a lady to hide her feelings. If I hadn't been holding Harry by the ankles, I don't suppose she'd have mentioned him at all.
Really?
Now, when she said, what seems to be the trouble, Captain? It was nothing more than a pleasantry, so to speak. Like, nice day, isn't it? Yes, or something like that.
You want to help me bury him again?
I don't know.
Of course, it might have been Dr. Greenbow or the tramp.
Or Jennifer.
Oh, I told you, it couldn't have... No point in arguing about it. Let's get rid of him.
All right, Sammy. You've helped me in my hour of need. I guess it's up to me to help you.
We'll file Harry away once and for all. No more nonsense about it.
Won't you sit down, Miss Gravely?
Thank you.
It's funny, you know. Funny how we got to be so friendly in one afternoon. I knew you weren't as prim and as starch as they made out. Not by a long shot.
Really?
No. I'm a man who can recognize the human qualities in a woman. When I first saw you down where Harry was...
Captain Wilde.
Yes, ma'am?
Before you make your kind thoughts known to me, I should like to offer you some explanation of my sudden invitation to coffee and blueberry muffins this afternoon and my sitting with you here now.
No, ma'am, you don't have to explain anything. You came to my aid at a moment of crisis, for which I'm truly grateful.
Thank you, but it's just that I owe you some reason.
No, I won't hear a word of it. You saw the predicament I was in with that body on my hands and all. And you shut your eyes to it in the most sporting fashion, if I must say so.
Captain Wilds.
Yes, ma'am?
I'm trying to tell you that the reason I asked you to coffee and blueberry muffins was because I felt...
Sympathy.
gratitude.
But I'm the one who should be grateful.
No, I was grateful. I am grateful. I'm grateful to you for burying my body.
Your body?
The man you thought you killed was the man I hit over the head with the leather heel of my hiking shoe.
You?
And with the metal cleat on the end of it.
But why?
He annoyed me. I was walking towards home when he suddenly came at me with a wild look in his eye and insisted we were married.
Oh, then you'd known each other before.
Believe it or not, Captain, I had never seen him before in my life, and if I ever had, I never would have married him.
He must have mistaken you for someone else.
No, he very definitely pulled me into the bushes.
Yes?
I came out again.
Go on.
He pulled me back.
Twice.
He swore at me horrible, masculine sounds. I didn't understand them, of course.
Of course you didn't.
We fought.
Then what?
I won. My shoe had come off in the struggle. And I hit him.
You killed him.
I must have done it. I was annoyed, Captain. Very annoyed.
Naturally.
I don't think I've ever been so annoyed. Consequently, I didn't realize my own capabilities.
Whew. Seems to me Mrs. Rogers knocked him silly and you finished him off.
Why should Mrs. Rogers knock him silly?
She was really his wife.
Poor woman. I thought she had better taste. You know, Captain, when I ran away, I decided I would never tell a soul what had happened. Then I met you, and I thought how convenient it was that you should think that you had shot him. You must forgive me for thinking that.
Only natural.
That's why I felt. I still feel under an obligation to you.
Oh, not at all. Let's forget it.
No, no, we mustn't do that. It would hardly be fair to you. I mean for you to go through life knowing that you had buried a man you didn't kill. You would have my crime on your conscience.
It's a pleasure. I'm sure.
No. Now I realize that Harry Mann was out of his mind and my action was justifiable. There's no reason we shouldn't let the authorities know about it.
The authorities?
Everything will be cleared up nicely. I'm sure Calvin Wiggs and the police won't make a fuss about it when we explain. Perhaps it needn't get into the papers at all.
Don't you believe it, ma'am? They love it. The papers, this kind of thing. Murder and passion. You let Harry be. Just forget it ever happened. The same as Sammy and me and Jennifer Rogers are going to do.
Oh, but it isn't your body. After all, I killed him, so it's only fair that I should have the say-so.
Yes, but
don't you agree?
Well, in a way,
I thought you would. I tell you what, Captain. You go and get a spade now.
But, ma'am...
And after we've dug him up, we'll go back to my place and I'll make you some hot chocolate.
They're so tired, you'll sleep all day and half the night.
I think you've got a pretty house, Jennifer.
Best I could do on Robert's insurance. Sugar?
No, black, nice.
Funny, but
I feel awful comfortable with you, Sam.
No, I feel the same way, too. It's a good feeling. Feeling comfortable with someone who feels that way, too.
There is one thing I feel uncomfortable about.
You just tell me what it is and I'll take care of it for you.
It's Harry. What about Harry?
Harry? Why don't you think about Harry? Oh, he's part of the earth. He's with eternity, the ages. Take my word for it. Harry's ancient history.
Come in, whoever it is.
What happened?
Sam? I've got something to tell you.
No, Captain. I have something to tell him.
Now who's going to tell what?
I killed Harry Warp with the leather heel of my hiking shoe.
So with you.
We're on our way to get Calvin Wiggs and have him call the state police.
I keep telling him there's no need.
Well, he's right, and besides being decent, Harry's dead and buried.
Sam, I've got something to tell you.
Now, you haven't dug him up again.
Well, I...
I insisted, Mr. Marlowe.
But don't you understand?
You have nothing to fear. It's my concern entirely. As soon as Captain Wiles told me the full circumstances of his being here, I knew there was nothing for me to hide.
You know all about Harry?
Well, I'm afraid I do, Mrs. Rogers. And after all, nobody could possibly gossip about a lady and a maniac.
You'd be surprised. I mean, you don't quite understand what murder involves, Miss Gravely. But there'd be hours and hours of questioning and photographs and the whole of your private life spread indecently in the newspapers.
What makes you think my private life is indecent?
I didn't mean that. I meant that where they pry is indecent. They'll hound you to death. There'll be newspaper men and photographers and detectives.
I've made up my mind.
She certainly has.
It was Captain Wiles here who persuaded me to call and tell Mrs. Rogers what I proposed to do. After all, she is most closely connected with the business. What do you think about it, Mrs. Rogers?
I can't see why you're all making such a fuss about Harry. If he was buried, I don't see why you had to dig him up. But since you have, I guess you'd better do what you think best.
Frankly, I don't care what you do with Harry, just as long as you don't bring him back to life.
I have a free hand, then.
Free as a bird. As far as I'm concerned, it's ancient history.
Wait a minute, Jennifer. I think we've forgotten something. You realize if this thing comes out, that all the details of your marriage will be public property?
Oh.
I must confess, I hadn't thought of that either.
Where'd you put Harry this time?
Over with a big oak tree.
I'll get my shovel.
I'm afraid I'm causing you rather a lot of hard work. I'm sorry.
Not at all.
Well, let's all go up there.
You know, I've never been to a homemade funeral before.
I have. This is my third. All in one day.
Let's get it over with.
Yes. I think we ought to cement it over.
Next spring, I'll set out some blueberry bushes.
Couldn't you make it something else? Lilac, maybe?
I think nature will take good care of it.
How about a little service?
I can't think of anything to say. Besides, my arms ache.
It's too late to say prayers. Besides, wherever he was going, he's there now. Bye, Harry. I forgive you.
Trumpets, welcoming Harry.
You didn't know Harry.
Oh, I'd like to paint you like that, Jennifer. You look beautiful, listening in the moonlight.
Sounds like it's coming down from near the village.
I know what it is. It's the call of the phantom stagecoach that used to pass by here each night 200 years ago.
Phantom curse?
The old turnpike used to run right across those foothills over there.
Oh, to be a highwayman on a night like this.
Listen. Somebody's running.
Horses.
It's a horse that's learned how to shout.
What's she saying?
You'll know in a minute. She's coming this way.
It's Wiggy. Old Wiggy. Wiggy, what on earth do you want? Wait a minute, catch your breath.
He's a millionaire.
Who?
He wants to buy your pictures, Mr. Marlowe.
Which pictures?
All of them, and more besides. He says you're a genius.
Well, he's right, but it's still hard to believe he wants to buy all my pictures.
Well, I'd be too curious to refuse at least to talk to him. Don't turn down a good chance, Mr. Marlowe.
All right, I'll talk to him.
He's mighty good for you. Mr. Wiggs always swore it cured his arthritis just before he died.
Well, how much does the millionaire want to pay?
Well, I asked $7 for that one. It looks like a lot of blobs of color caught in a thunderstorm.
And?
He said he couldn't think of it. He said they were priceless.
Priceless? Sounds like something I painted at kindergarten.
Captain, I'll have you know that picture is symbolic of the beginning of the world.
Well, that's where I first heard of the world, kindergarten.
Yes, and my friend here, art critic for the Modern Museum, he says...
Don't think I'm rude, but it doesn't matter to me what an art critic says.
Oh, is that so?
You see, I know my paintings are good. And he doesn't want them, you do. So all that matters is what you think.
Well, I think they're works of genius. And I want to buy them all.
Too bad.
Why?
Just decided I can't sell them. Besides, you couldn't afford them.
Oh.
Money...
Sammy, don't be a fool. Make him pay through the nose.
Go ahead, Mr. Marlowe. Be reasonable.
Be unreasonable if you want.
What do you say?
It's your genius, Sam. It's up to you.
All right, then. What do you like most in the whole world?
Strawberries, I guess.
Strawberries. Write that down. 2 boxes of fresh strawberries, first of each month, in season and out of season, from now on.
Well, it's simple. What else?
What would Arnie like?
A chemical set.
What kind?
Whatever smells worst.
Got that?
Right. 1 smelly chemical set.
Wiggy, what would you like?
Cash register, chromium plated, one that rings a bell.
Got room for one?
I'll find room.
Cash register.
Chromium plated, one that rings a bell.
Check.
Miss Gravely, a beauty parlor, fully equipped.
What for?
A hope chest. Filled with the things I should have put in it and didn't.
A hope chest. Full of hope.
Captain.
Good shotgun. Plenty of ammunition. Some corduroy breeches. Plain shirt and a hunting cap. A brown one.
Davy Crockett. The works.
Well, that's it, I guess. The paintings are yours.
Yes, but what about you?
Yes, sir. You've got to ask for something.
Let's see. That's it.
What's it?
Pardon me. What do you think?
Yes, I think that can be easily arranged. Well, that's it then. I'll come back in the morning for all these paintings. Mr. Marlowe, this has been a night that I shall remember the rest of my life.
Come back again. I have some more paintings for you next month.
And you'll have a steady customer in me, even if you raise your prices. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night.
All right, young man.
Well, congratulations, Sammy. Good boy.
Did I do the right thing?
You did just the right thing, Sam.
Good. Because it's important to me that you think so.
Why?
Because I love you. I want to marry you.
Oh,
want to marry me?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Because I just got my freedom today.
Easy come, easy go. Besides, if you married me, you'd keep your freedom.
You must be practically unique, then.
I respect freedom. More than that, I love freedom. And we might be the only free married couple in the world.
This is very sudden silence. You'll have to give me a little time to think about it.
Only fair. I'll give you until we get back to your house.
What's going on here this time of night?
Calvin, most wonderful thing happened. Mr. Marlowe sold all his paintings to a millionaire. Got more than I ever figured he'd get.
Money?
Well, not exactly money.
I always knew they weren't worth the space. I found these on a tramp hanging around here. Said he found them on a dead man. Took me to where he said he found them. I didn't see anybody. Montpelier, 2000.
Well, that's the state police number.
Huh?
I think we'd better get going.
Thank you, Mr. Marlowe, for the cash register.
Well, it's a pleasure. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night. Well, this is Deputy Sheriff Calvin Williams. How are we? Ma? This picture here on the floor.
It's a new one. He did it today, but it isn't for sale.
Why not?
You'll have to ask him that. He left it on his way over to Jennifer Rogers' house. Guess he didn't have time to take it home. You suddenly got interested in art?
No. It's just that it matches the description of... Well, hello, Zorn. Calvin Weeks. I've got something that might interest you a little. It seems I picked up this tramp with a pair of stolen shoes and a wild story about a corpse.
What do you think? Him walking in with Harry Watt's shoes in his hand, and then that phone call to the police.
No. I may be wrong, but I don't think he's tied us into it yet.
Oh, the way he looked at me.
He'd known anything, he'd have kept us there.
But modern police methods are all psychological now, Sammy. Psychological. They just wear you down until you're almost grateful to get into that gas chamber.
Police will probably tell him if the shoe's fit to keep them.
Mm. Well,
I've decided, Sam.
Decided what?
I will marry you. You haven't forgotten about asking me. I'm very fond of you, and I think you'd make a good father for Arnie. And for some other reasons, best left unsaid.
Well, marriage is a comfortable way to spend the winter. But right now, we should be working on some good story to satisfy the state police if they should turn up.
Would you believe it? I'd almost forgotten that proposal.
I have witnesses, Sam.
Oh, I remember now. All right. You've got yourself a husband. I think I'll kiss you now to prove it.
Lightly, Sam.
I have a very short fuse.
What a pretty sight.
You're a lucky man, Sammy. I think you'll both be very happy.
Thank you.
If I grumble too much at my share of the work in burying Harry, I'm sorry. I can see now it was well worth it. If I can do anything else...
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
What's wrong, Sam?
Harry, we're not quite finished with him yet.
Well, Sam, if anybody's through with Harry, he's been buried 3 times.
Before we can get married, you're going to have to prove that you're free. To prove that you're free, you'll have to prove that Harry...
Dead. But a horrible complication. Oh. I don't know that it is.
What are you looking at me for? Sammy, I'll do anything to help you, but please, please don't ask me to dig up Harry again.
Oh, come now, Captain.
No, we can't.
If you're thinking of the bad publicity...
No, I'm not. I think Sam would be worth just about anything. I'm thinking of you, Miss Gravely. Murder is murder, no matter how exonerating the circumstances, and... it just wouldn't look nice at all for you.
That's right. Better let him stay where he is. You won't have to wait 7 years to presume death anyway.
7 years? I'll be an old man.
Be silly. You waited far longer than 7 years already.
Yes, now I know what I'm waiting for.
I insist that you dig the wretched man up. I don't care a hoot what they say. They'd only have to know me to realize the man must have been mad.
I disagree.
Oh. Hey, Captain Wiles?
No. I'll dig him up. But we'd better get it done before Calvin Wiggs gets the state police snooping around here.
I've been thinking maybe we could forget the way it really happened. I could tell how Harry visited me and went off in such a rage today, and that's all we need to know about his being there.
Somebody else might get the blame. Somebody else might not have such a good reason as I did.
What do you mean, somebody else?
I can think of at least 2 people around here with a good reason for having killed Harry. First, you, because you married him. And now, Sam.
Me? Why would I want to kill him? I never met him before.
You could still have a reason for killing him.
She means me.
Yes.
But I didn't fall in love with Jennifer until after Harry was dead.
Try telling that to the police.
She's right, Sammy boy.
Well, on second thought, we'd better stick to the truth. What there is of it.
We'll have to think up a reason why the police weren't informed before now.
Yes, then there's the condition he's in. That'll take some explaining.
We'll just clean him up a bit. It's horrible, but there's nothing else we can do. We can't risk complicating Miss Gravely's confession.
And as for the delay, I can explain that I was so upset by the occurrence that I went straight home and rested.
Only natural.
But I think you rested rather a long time.
Sam, I'd rather not spend the whole night debating. Let's get Harry someplace and clean him up.
For every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown.
Let's get out of here.
Those not times. Those books and sheets. In his bending sickle, love waters not with his brief hours and weeks, bears it out even to the edge of doom. This be error, and upon me proved, I never read, no man ever loved.
I think he met with a bit of an accident, Dr. Greenball.
You certainly did. Which of you found him?
Well?
He was my husband, Doctor.
Well, Miss Rogers, I didn't know you had a husband. Well, I'm awfully sorry.
It's all right, Doctor. It's just life, I guess.
What happened to him?
Well, he...
Well, that's what we'd like to know, Doctor. Could you tell us what caused his death? It was so sudden.
Well, in this light, my opinion would be a little more than a guess.
In that case, we could take him someplace where you could see better.
All right, but I need my bag. Where should we meet?
I'll take Harry home to my house.
Going home for the last time.
Better be the last time.
Come on, Sam. I've got about one more trip left in me.
I'll get your coats. For this to be ready, I'll have to iron it dry. Isn't it odd? After refusing for so long, here I am finally doing Harry's laundry.
Oh, I thought it was Harry.
Relax, Captain. Nothing to worry about.
What about the cut I made on his head with my hiking shoe? I put some adhesive tape on it. Don't think it was done before he died.
After the shirt's finished, it should be just about everything.
If that's who I think it is,
Calvin Wiggs' car.
See him a minute.
Sam?
Yeah?
Calvin Wiggs is here to see you.
Come right up.
I guess he'll be right out.
Why don't I just come on?
Evening, Calvin.
Evening, Captain Wiles. Miss Gravely.
We've got him on the run in four spades. They should have been in diamonds. Play much bridge?
Never play it.
That's what I thought.
Something you wanted, Calvin?
Where were you today, Sam?
Working as usual.
Somewhere down by Mansfield Meadows?
Possibly. I do quite a bit of sketching around. Why?
Is that where, where you painted this?
Left that portrait with your mother. What right do you have to carry it around with you? Might be damaged.
Yeah. It could be priceless. And Sam would lose a sale.
Well, I'll send him a box of blueberries on the first of every month.
Sam, what I want to know is, where'd you paint it and who is it?
First of all, it's not a painting, it's a drawing. Matter of fact, it's a pastel. And as for the model, it just came to me out of the blue.
You don't say.
Why are you acting like a deputy sheriff?
That tramp picked up, the one with the stolen shoes, said he got them off a dead man. Well, he described them very carefully. The description fits this picture to a T.
Well, a tramp who probably can't keep his job and drinks too much, I wouldn't think his word was very reliable.
Got him locked up in the schoolhouse. I took his painting down to show him.
Drawing, if you don't mind.
Well, I took the drawing down to show him. He almost fainted, said it was the same face. Where'd you paint it, Sam?
From my vast subconscious.
Sam, I hate to say this, but I don't believe you.
With all this talk, I've lost interest in the game. If you'll forgive me, I'll just run along home. I'll see you all tomorrow.
What do you mean you don't believe me?
Well, I mean, Sam, well, I ain't educated in fancy art. But I do know the face of a dead man when I see one. And this is it.
Well, Calvin, perhaps I can educate you to fancy art. See this? Portrait of a sleeping face. A man relaxed, far removed from earthly cares. It was conceived out of memory and half-forgotten impulse. And it emerged from the shadows of abstract emotions until it was born full-grown from the mechanical realities of my fingertips.
Oh, now, Sam, don't...
I don't have to have a model to draw from. Instead of creating a sleeping face, I could have chosen an entirely different set of artistic stimuli. My subconscious is peopled with enough faces to cover the earth. And the construction of the human anatomy alone is so infinitely variable as to lie beyond the wildest powers of calculation. A raised eyelid, perhaps. Line of fullness to the cheek. Lip that bends with expression. There.
Sandy, do you know what you just did?
Certainly. Just shows you how clearly you misinterpreted my art.
You just destroyed legal evidence.
Calvin, it appears to me you still don't understand.
I understand you made kind of a fool out of me. But I still got enough evidence to know something funny's going on around here. I ain't going to sleep till I find out what it is.
That's where frogs belong.
Oh.
State troopers will be up in the morning. I'm going to want them to have a talk with you. I'll be around.
Well, you can find it in my studio.
And just make sure.
Where is he?
He's in the bathroom playing with his frog.
Oh.
This way, please, Doctor.
Oh. It's Barney. He's not very well.
Seems to be fooling around with my car.
What are you playing with the horn for? It ain't your car.
Well, things are funny, you know. Me and Miss Gradley might be in the car market waiting for a car. Yes. Had a look at this one. It's a beauty.
Well, I want to keep it that way.
Now, that's not the way to talk to a prospective customer.
You're no prospective customer. You can't afford this car.
Gone.
Well, I put Arnie back to bed.
What did the doctor say?
He said for me to get out. I didn't like the look in his eye either. Something seems to be bothering him.
Well, Captain, did you get over being frightened?
Frightened? Oh, that's not why I left. No, I'm not easily frightened, you know. No. Why, after all those years, sailing the four corners of the globe, strange ports, a lot of rough men, and... Miss Gravely, what would you say if I told you I was only the captain of a tugboat on the East River and never got more than a mile or so offshore?
That you were the handsomest tugboat captain that ever sailed up the East River.
Oh, maybe not. No. Here, you want to see something? Here. Here.
Captain.
Where'd you get those?
Calvin Wiggs's car. I figured you were handling half the evidence, Sammy, and so it was up to me to take care of the rest.
You're the little tugboat captain I ever kissed.
Doing in the bathtub.
Well, what'd you find out, Doctor?
Oh, that. It was his heart. He had a seizure.
His heart?
Yes.
A seizure?
Well, I'll take a trip to the Philippines. Death from natural causes.
Certainly. Well, somebody tell me what he's doing in the bathtub, half undressed.
Well, frankly, we didn't want Calvin Wiggs to see him. Besides, he was awful dirty after we dug him up.
Dug him up?
I'd better explain, Doctor. You see, Harry's been buried and dug up on and off all day long.
What?
Finally, he caused so many complications that we just decided to clean him up and put him back where we found him.
I don't understand you. What complications?
Well, for example, he upset Captain Wilde because the captain thought he had shot him. The hole in the head, you know. But as it turned out, it wasn't the captain. It was the blow he got from the heel of Miss Gravely's shoe after he attacked her.
Captain Wiles attacked Miss Gravely?
Oh, no, Dr. Harry. He dragged her into the bushes thinking it was me. He was dazed, I suppose, after I hit him on the head with the milk bottle. Well, the captain and Sam buried him first. The captain was so scared. But then he accounted for all his bullets. So up Harry came. But then Miss Gravely thought her shoe was responsible for it.
Shoe?
So the captain, rather gallantly, I thought, pushed him back in again. Well, then he was out and back, and I can't remember why. But anyway, he's out again now because Sam and I want to get married.
Yeah. But why did you...
Hit him on the head? That wouldn't interest you, Doctor. It's purely personal and non-medical. Besides... It's awfully late, so if you'll just keep quiet about all this, we'll put Harry back in the morning nice and clean, and no one will be any the wiser. And then we'll be rid of all these sticky complications.
Put him back. Put him back, that's all.
Put him back. This is the first nightmare I've had in 25 years.
Harry, he's kind of strange, isn't he? Well, we better get Harry dressed.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if I found him all over again? And he'd run home and tell me, and then I'd phone Calvin Wiggs.
Yes. And Arnie could explain quite clearly to Calvin.
He found Harry tomorrow.
You mean today?
But to Arnie, tomorrow is yesterday.
Let's go get Harry. Come on, Captain. Here it comes.
Home, son.
me your first name.
Albert, what's yours?
Ivy. Albert, let's go.
Just a minute, ma'am. I want to ask Sam something. Sam, what did you ask the millionaire to bring you?
What was it?
A double bed.